I'm here to support the Postal Service. I think that it's very important that we all vote. Our mail service isn't interrupted and slowed down. We have, in Glenwood Springs, quite a few folks that rely on the Postal Service to deliver medications.
This Saturday at 11 a.m. outside the Glenwood Springs Post Office, I met Carla, a local organizer who called on her friends and community members to show up and show support for the United States Postal Service. The group disapproves of the federal agency's new Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, who has initiated cost-cutting measures to be put in place before the end of the fiscal year on September 30th.
We all vote. I don't think it's a party issue if your grandparents or parents are receiving medications by mail.
While their crowd was small, Carla, Jamie, Lori, Lisa, and AJ held up signs urging those who were driving by to vote to save the post office, stating that it is a public good and an essential service.
Mail-in voting works, and we have had historically a very low percentage of any sort of fraud or tampering. It's not just about Glenwood Springs. It's about it nationally.
I think that it's important for the election to show strength and approval for the post office. But more, it's one of the oldest public goods, public institutions that really serve everyone that we have in this country. And their dedication to getting the mail through no matter what, you know, that's been a couple hundred years. So, come on. As an institution, even though we complain about service, you know, when we have to mail packages and wait in lines, it's appreciated that the Postal Service does something absolutely essential and that it should be improved.
So I'm here to support the post office and so many people who rely on that.
But, I mean, the post office, we all use the mail. It's been around forever, and it's not a party thing. It's a people thing.
A few of the protesters had recent incidents with the post office that brought up concerns over the agency's ability to continue to do its job and whether or not it has to do with these new policy changes.
It seems nefarious. I noticed my mail has already slowed down, and it's not because of the good people here. It's just because things are now slowing down because sorters have been removed. And to me, it's like postal gerrymandering.
Do you feel like it's under threat here in Glenwood Springs?
So we mailed a package from here about 3 weeks ago to the grandkids in Florida, and it was a four-day adventure, supposedly. It still has not arrived. But we've been tracking it, and it just sits.
Have you experienced delays like that in the past, or is this new?
I never have, no. I'm just grateful it wasn't something important. But if it was medicine or important papers or anything that was, you know, needed on time, it would be awful waiting this long.
Carla even coined the term postal gerrymandering, which is the idea that postal services are being cut from low-income areas that are expected to vote Democratic in the next election. While the demonstration turnout on Saturday was low, many of the participants had a moral code that compelled them to attend.
You know, I'm here to support the post office, but there is, you know, there's a line that says, what are we required to do? And we're required to seek justice, act kindly, and walk humbly. And that's what I'm trying to do.
These turbulent times will go down in history. What are you going to tell your children and grandchildren that you did during that time? And I don't want to just tell them, well, I complained a lot.
And they all had one important message to leave with the community.
Is there anything else that you would just want to impress upon for our community?
Vote. Please vote.
So I would just ask for help if you need it. Make sure you're registered. But I feel that communities can come together. Ask for help if you don't know if you're registered, if you don't know if your ballot's going to make it.
Vote.
Vote.
And especially vote the whole ballot. The local part matters as much as the presidency.
I just want this to be a fair and free election.
I knew nothing.
For KDNK News, I'm Hallie Zander.